Hi everybody, this is Vicki Woodyard. This talk is for my Facebook friends as I approach my 1,000th note written on Facebook. I think I just wrote note number 992. I've realized that speaking is something that renews my energy field. I've had a long, hot summer with personal problems that I won't go into. I've started Tai Chi, and that's helped move the energy in my physical body, and that's being reflected in my emotional body. But the spirit is always whole. Wholeness is who we are. And the broken places are where the light shines in, of course. But even though we feel broken, we're really not, because wholeness can't be broken. And I understand, as Vernon Howard said, there's always some small thing that you can do. So when I don't feel like writing, I can come in here and speak into this microphone and just say what comes to my heart. I never talk from a script unless I tell you and I'm reading directly from an essay. Right now I'm just winging it, just singing the blues with my doghouse bass of an iMac, as it were. It's hard to remember how it feels to be found when you're wandering lost in the wilderness. The way I find my way back is to say a few key phrases. One is, I am in God's presence now. Another one is the Kuan Yin vow. I vow to relieve the suffering of all sentient beings. The vow is the how. Another great one to write down is, if it's right for me, it's right for the universe. Another one is, work hard gathering energy when you have no problems. This is my favorite esoteric energy statement because it immediately stops the mental drain, because we know how to gather energy. We gather it by silencing thought. Just take a breath with me now. Just let it all out. And as my Tai Chi teacher, Kate Marl, says, shoulders down, soften your belly, come to center, and don't worry about your own suffering. The suffering of all sentient beings is your key to your individual healing. That mantra has been around for centuries, and there's a reason. And the reason is it works. My teacher was Vernon Howard, and he never permitted intellectual arguing back and forth with him. You see a lot of that, particularly on the old Yahoo lists, that are fading out because there were so many trolls that all they knew how to do was rile people up and stir the pot. And the way they did it was arguing. Like if someone said, I am, they would say, well, what do you mean you are? You're not. You don't exist. Now, Vernon Howard always said you don't exist. He also said you have to work hard on yourself. Paradox is the point of power. You have to be able to say one thing and be 100% behind it, and then turn around and say the opposite and be 100% behind that. Paradox. That's what it's about. Christ died conscious. He died between the opposites, the two thieves of past and future, let's say. Christ is the timeless one, died between the opposites, which are found only in time. Waking up is a huge battle, And paradoxically, it's a deep surrender where you stop battling everything. We walk on two legs. The path is spiral. There is no final word. There is just this. And what this is as someone has called it, John Troy. John Troy calls it the mystery with a capital M. We are living that. I don't know why I am speaking right this minute, because when I got up, I felt completely drained of physical energy. But I turned to this pool and I found that there's fresh flowing energy coming from the throat chakra. So here I am. There's always something we can do. We can work mentally. We can work emotionally. We can work physically to get us out of the dilemma of sleep, because sleep is the only dilemma we have. Forgetfulness. Suffering mechanically. Christ suffered consciously to show us that that's the way out. I like to say that awareness is the solvent of suffering. Once you become aware of your suffering, you have transcended it. So them's my thoughts, as my late friend John Logan used to tell me. Them's my thoughts. Come back for more, and thank you for listening.